Episode 456, Your Cup Runneth Over.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? My goodness, it is such an honor to have you here today on Sweet Spirit Day. Sweet Spirit is a time where you can just come and kind of let your hair down. You don't have to be dressed. You can be a total mess and you can be you. You matter here today, right now, in this moment. How can you recharge your spirit? Your spirit, you see, the way I look at it is the core of you. What kind of gets at you? You know, we talk about our gut feeling, our gut reaction, which really we sometimes think of our gut as our stomach. We just want to pull it out. No, but it's your spirit. It's your soul. It's who you are, how God has made you and created you, that sweet spirit. And when we are going through our life struggles and our challenges and we're hit in the face with pies and all these distractions and all the naysayers and it goes on and on, how can you fill up your spirit? Your cup runneth over. Isn't that really what you want? Your cup runneth over. You want to be full of life, have a zestful life, have an abundance of joy and love and gratitude. But you know that there are times it's just not that. The spirit is broken. And when your spirit is broken, how can you do just what you need to do? It's hard sometimes to get out of bed. It's hard to go and make the breakfast and take care of the kids and tend to the hubby. It's hard to just take care of you. Your cup runneth over. You need to get to that sweet spot within your spirit. You need to figure a way to fill that empty cup, so it does runneth over. When you face challenges in life that weaken your sweet spirit, maybe it's tragedy, despair, hurt, hopelessness, feeling unloved, disconnected, your spirit is what? It's weakened. It doesn't work the same. And if you look in the mirror, okay, with no makeup on, okay, for those of you who do wear makeup, I know some of you don't, but I do wear it once in a while. Every once in a while, though, I do go without makeup. And if you look at your face, you look at your eyes, they are so transparent. That's the sweet spirit. People say, oh my gosh, you have a sparkle about you. That's your cup runneth over. That's what you want to have every single day. But you know, we can't get that unless if we what? Fill it. We have to fill it. But most of the time we're depleting it. Why? We're depleting it with excuses because our excuses become greater when our spirit is weakened. It's easy for us to fill that cup, to fill the bank with excuses of, gosh, really? You can't do this. What made you think you would even start this business? You are absolutely crazy. You are so not perfect. Look in the mirror. Have you seen yourself lately? And oh my goodness, why were you given these children? Because I don't know, you're not a great mother. Those are things that go in our minds. And they fill up this bank, our spirit bank. Our cup runneth over of yuck, of muck, and we don't know what to do. How can we get out of this? How can we go through our days? Because when your spirit is broken, it is so hard to keep going. You do want to climb underneath the bridge or sometimes bury yourself under a rock or rocks. What do you do when you feel that? When you feel like your cup runneth over in the negative way, where the excuses are taking over, that no matter what you do or what you say or what you think, no matter what music you turn on, no matter what inspirational service you go to, you're just like, I'm just not there, Christiane. I'm not there. My spirit is drained. Well, today is Sweet Spirit Day. And today you need to have your cup runneth over the right way. You need to be filling your cup with optimism, with love, with joy, with gratitude, with grace, with mercy. Now, ultimately, who gives that to you? You know who gives that to you. God does. And he's there all the time. But sometimes we need more of a physical action here on earth. We need to be doing something. Just as when Jesus walked this earth, he did something. He put his words into action. Don't you think he got tired? Of course he did. He had to pull away from those crowds at times and pray and rest. God created the Sabbath for a reason. Sweet Spirit, to rejuvenate ourselves, to renew not just our mind, our body, but our spirit. But oh, we're too busy to take time to do that. Oh, we're too busy. We're just going to keep, you know, burying ourselves in the excuses, and we're going to just let our spirit get weakened and more broken. I want you to stop for a moment. I want you to listen to what's around you. What do you hear? Maybe you're sitting outside and you hear the beautiful birds chirping. Maybe the wind is blowing through your hair. Or maybe you're driving in your car and you have a semi that's driving by really fast and you're just like, please stay in your lane. Or maybe you're sitting down with a cup of coffee, enjoying our chat time, and you hear your own breath. The first time in a long time since you've stopped. Oh, sweet sister, it's time to fill your sweet spirit. Your cup runneth over. How do you fill your sweet spirit? You give away what you don't have. That's your kiss. You give away what you don't have. You see, in order to have your cup runneth over, you need to give away. And I'm not talking about money. This is all free. I'm talking about acting out how Jesus did with words and actions by giving the gift of love and gratitude and joy to someone else. You can do this at your grocery store. You can do this when you're walking in the park. You can do this when you're at the mall. You can do this when you're in your own church. I was walking out of our service today, and I noticed a beautiful lady. And I notice all people because, I mean, people are, quite frankly, you all fascinate me. You truly do. You're God's creatures. And I just love it. I do. And I pay attention. Maybe I'm overly observant and overly weird, but you know, take me for what it is. That's Christiane. And so I'm walking, and we were hosting this huge concert. Mercy Me is in town, and it's at our church. And we've had back-to-back nights of sold-out concerts. And so our attendance for this service was overflowing, more than overflowing, because Mercy Me made an appearance, a surprise appearance. Was I'm walking out and I see we're starting to exchange. People are coming in and out, the ones that are coming in for the concert and the one that's going out after service. And there was a sweet little petite lady who ended up walking next to me. And she just had a smile about her. But I could also tell there was something within her that just, well, I don't know, wasn't quite right. I'd already lost my two older children and my husband. They were on their way down to get our youngest from class. And the next thing you know, I find myself connecting eyes with her. And I looked at her and I said, I pray you have a beautiful week. And oh my gosh, she lit up. She became a diamond, a gem. The light shone through her. And that little smile became very big. And you could tell she was surprised that I actually spoke to her. This was in church. Spirits are broken all around us. In order to have your cup runneth over, you have to give away what you don't have. Now, yes, at that time I was filled. And it wasn't that I didn't have it, but I wanted to give it away. And so I simply said, have a beautiful week. And her eyes lit up and she smiled bigger and she said, well, thank you. And she continued on her merry way. As if maybe nobody took the time to even speak to her. She didn't seem to be around anyone, trying to catch up with anyone. Maybe just that one spoken word will help fill her cup. You see, you sometimes have to give away what you don't have. I had a little extra to give, but when we're hurting and when we're broken, that is the utmost time to give it away. Don't hold it in thinking that you need it. You're actually will be given more when you give it away. So when you're feeling a little down, get out of your digital device and look up in the world. Greet someone with a smile. Tell them how adorable they look. Give a hug to a stranger. You may feel weird at once. I mean, obviously, it has to be a safe situation. I mean, let's use a little bit of, you know, practice common sense here. But give a stranger a hug. Sometimes when those lines are long, strike up a conversation instead of worrying about what emails are coming through. Your cup runneth over when you give away what you don't have. We are all stressed. We're running in this world, this life of busyness. Your cup runneth over. Let your sweet spirit be rejuvenated. Give away what you may be needing for yourself. Give away love. Give away grace. Know and understand that they're a gift, and maybe God placed them in that particular spot, in that moment for you. See them as a gift. Not as, oh my gosh, why don't you drive faster? You're in my way. Instead of speaking kind words, even though they can't hear it, your cup runneth over. Fill that sweet spirit today. Rejuvenate your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and it will carry you through the week. I'm praying for you this week. Go out and make it a blessed day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.